What does God have to say about 2008? Find out on today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Now, let's join Kenneth to begin today's teaching.
Hello, everybody. It's still Christmas at our house. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I heard something from the Lord yesterday He started ministering to me about 2008. And 2007 was the year of the open door, and that came as Leroy Thompson and I were sitting at this table last year, 2006, right there at the close of 2006. And we read the third chapter of the book of Revelation. Jesus said, "I am he that opens the door no man can shut." And the word from heaven was, 2007 is the year of the open door, and if you will rise up, I have the doors open, and the things you thought you failed, if you'll rise up and keep at it, keep in the word, keep believing me.
Right. Stay with it.
He said, no man can shut that door on you anymore, and you'll accomplish and finish and be victorious in things that didn't look like you was ever going to be successful at. And praise God, it's come to pass, and our lives have just been things. In my life, personally, praise God, that 35 pounds is gone. Well, forgive me, but I get excited about that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I fought that 35-pound gorilla. when God first spoke to me about taking authority over gluttony and all of that was in 1967.
Those 35 pounds were old 35
pounds.
Oh,
I weighed 240 pounds when that word came to me. It was the day we left to go to Tulsa to enter Oral Roberts University. And being obedient to the Lord, the weight came down. And it got down to that point, and I knew something was missing. And I stood on the word, corrected everything that the Lord showed me over a period of many, many years. My health improved, came to the place where I was more healthy than I had ever been, but there's still some key issues there, and something was wrong. It was something that healing wasn't functioning in. And I sought the face of God. And I had come to the point where I thought, but when that word of the Lord came, the doors open. I thank God, Satan, you ain't shutting this in my face anymore. And I began to seek the Lord, and he revealed to me not only the plan, but he showed me the missing part. And it's the fact that I don't care what diet book you read, I don't care what food book you read, there's pieces of it in there. And I won't flood the place wanting to know the answer to all of it. I'll provide it for you, but you can't just say, give me your plan, Brother Copeland, I'm going to lose 100 pounds myself. It didn't work like that. You get before the Lord and do the things that the Word of God says, and God will reveal it to you. And I'll help you with the information that we got. But that's not the answer to it. The answer is the Word of God. Anyway, come a slicking off of there. Man, I'm telling you, my health jumped up to a higher level. I am pain-free. I tell you, fat-free. You talk about fat-free. I am fat-free, Kenneth. Praise the Lord. The content of the fat percentage on my body went down to the place where I had received from God, where it should be for me to be healthy in my life, and it's sitting on it right there. Hallelujah.
So many people have gotten their health back.
Yeah.
After losing the weight, Matt Gober called just a few days ago, and he left word that he's off all of his medicine.
Oh, man.
And he's lost, you know, I don't remember how many pounds.
Mike Barber, the same thing happened to him. Mike Barber's blood sugar was up to where the doctor said, boy, you ought to be dead. How'd you come walking in here? His blood sugar.
They went through the open door.
Went through that door, praise God, and the devil wasn't able to shut it. Now, if he wasn't able to shut it in 2007, he ain't able to shut it in 2008. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's got the doors open. He's the door, and he's got his foot in it, and the devil can't shut it on him unless you back out and let him. Now, 2008.
I'm listening.
We in the room.
We're in the room.
We're through the door.
Glory to God.
We're in the room where all the glory
is. In the will of God.
We're in
Hallelujah.
The room where all of the miracles and the wonders and so forth
Thank
are.
You, Jesus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I noticed something in the last few weeks. My faith has come up to another level. And certain things that I've practiced over these years, but instead of taking days, it took moments.
Praise
it was just right there like that. And I'll jump. I said, whoo, yeah, baby, look at that. My. And I had been in the habit of that going for several days and see it flow and work out.
Yeah.
I spoke it and there it was.
Praise God.
That's 2008.
Ooh. Now I'm hearing this for the first time
we
myself.
Are in the room. We is in the room.
Me.
Praise God. And we're going to sojourn.
Glory to God.
In the land of the open door.
So 2008 is a big year.
Yes, ma'am.
A good year.
It's just huge.
Hallelujah.
The door is still open for everybody but the devil. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason we're dealing with the 91st Psalm. Let's go
Amen.
Over there because that
well,
is the secret place.
You made us happy already.
The door is into the secret place of the Most High God. If I had to really say that, and I didn't hear this as a word from the Lord, but it's come out of that.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to put something on the year of 2008, 2008 is the year of manifest blessing. It is the year of the secret place
Hallelujah.
Of the Most High God.
Manifest.
Now, I'll tell you where I released my faith, Gloria. In fact, I wrote it down, and I'm impressed with the Lord right now to read this. We were in a believers' convention, and I wrote this down. Brother Jerry Savelle. This was August the 21st in 2007 in the Great Lakes Believers Convention in Milwaukee. Brother Jerry read the scripture, and he preached on it that night where the Apostle Paul wrote and said, I am coming to you in fullness of blessing. Oh, that hit me.
Wow.
2008 is the year of the fullness of blessing. And I said it out loud. I said, oh, God, blessing without measure. The blessing itself. The blessing of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob,
Hallelujah.
Joseph, David, Moses. The blessing of Jesus that he manifests in this earth without measure. Praise God. I believe I receive it. I believe at 8:08 p.m. August the 21st, 2007, Jerry Savelle's service, Great Lakes Believers Convention, I receive, according to Romans 15:29, the blessing in fullness on Gloria and me, on our family, on this ministry, blessing without measure. I believe it is granted to me now. In Jesus' name,
Amen.
And I wrote my name on it. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is my petition for 2008 right there.
I'm in agreement with you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, the reason I haven't said anything much, I told you but that I wrote this down. You read it and agreed with me. But I've been listening to hear the word of the Lord concerning 2008. And I had the basics of it. But right now, on this broadcast today, not the day it's being aired, but the day that we are taping this, because it's taped earlier than what you see it. On today's date, the word of the Lord is 2008 is the year of fullness of blessing.
Praise God.
This is the year of blessing without measure. Praise God. Unmeasurable
blessing without measure.
Oh, hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen. Well,
Thank you, Father.
The door's still open. Now, Psalm 91, Gloria.
That's good. Marvelous.
Romans 8:1. And we've talked about the reason why Jesus came. He came to defeat death. He took the authority of death away from Satan. And transferred that authority through his own ministry to the body of Christ, giving us authority over Satan, death, hell, sickness, disease, weakness, pain, demons, and all of fear. Now, all of that is in the curse. Mm-hmm. Now then, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. We have escaped being condemned. We're not condemned. We're not the convicted. We have been, we're not just paroled. We have been declared innocent.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Amen. And so we've been acquitted by the blood of Jesus. Now, the second verse. Therefore, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, in His anointing, in His name, has made us free from the law of sin and death. He was made a curse for us so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles or on all the rest of us through Christ Jesus. Now, let's get this picture. This is why He came. Defeat all of that? Yes. But to transfer authority over it, not just to Himself, but to His body. He is the head. We are the body. We are the fullness of Him who fulfills. Without us, He's not fulfilled. He is the fulfiller. He is the filler. And when we give Him right and authority over our lives, He brings us out of the curse over into the blessing.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Now, He is the Lord over the curse. He's the Lord over the law of sin and death. Why? He defeated it in awesome combat. Now, He doesn't have to come back and defeat it again.
No.
He has defeated it. Well, there's more to His ministry than just being Lord. He is Lord, but Hebrews 2, Hebrews 3, all the way through Hebrews 8, 9, 10, all of this is talking about, beginning with the second chapter, beginning with the first chapter, He has spoken to us in these last days by His Son Jesus, whom He has appointed heir of all things, who's upholding all things by the word of His power.
Then the Bible says, we are joint heirs.
Joint heirs.
That's right.
That's the big thing.
Glory
That's what
God.
We get involved in.
Yay.
See?
Woo.
Now, He came in order to make us His heirs, to get us back, get the blessing back where it belonged that was lost in the Garden of Eden, came on Abraham by covenant, but it's come on us by this new covenant in His blood. Now, we said all that to bring us to this place right here. This law of sin and death has been defeated. Authority has been removed. In His name, it has been transferred to His body. We have full authority in His armor over death. The Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy and said, Jesus has abolished death. Now, the law of the Spirit of life, what about that? In Christ Jesus, He is high priest over that law. That law is the law of the blessing. The work of the blessing is to create the Garden of Eden wherever it goes until it fills up the earth. That was the reason it was on Adam, and God never changes. His word never changes. And He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So now, we see it in this 91st Psalm. We see the Lordship of Jesus, and we see the high priestly ministry of Jesus. The first verse, as we said earlier, is the Holy Ghost, the promise maker. And He said, He, any man or woman, that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. The secret place of whom?
The
Most High.
Most High.
Not a high, Most High. shall abide, live, take up life, have habitation under the covering of who? The Most High, the Almighty. He's not just the Most High, He's the Most Mighty.
Yeah, that's right.
Now,
that's why He's the Most High.
Yeah, because He's the Most Mighty. I will fear no evil in the valley of the shadow
that's
of death.
Right.
Why? Because He's the biggest thing in the valley. That's why.
Right.
There ain't nothing out there that
Hallelujah.
Can take my
He's
day.
My Father.
Praise God. And I'm right behind Him. I tell the Lord Jesus, I'm right behind you, Lord. I ain't getting out there in front. Uh-uh.
No, that's right.
Miss Copeland, boy, got more brain than that. Let Him go for it. I'll just follow Him. Praise
that's
the
right.
Lord.
That's the safe way.
Amen. Now, the second person in the 91st Psalm is the man or woman of faith.
Mm-hmm.
He's heard this promise.
This is my job.
Yeah. You've heard this promise. And at this point, you don't have a clue how to do it or what's involved in it. But it says, he that lives here is under the covering of the Almighty. So you say, well, yeah. I mean, if that's the promise, I take it. And I will say of Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh-L-O-R-D, mm-hmm. the name above every name
right.
that's name.
Glory.
I will say of the Lord, He, the Almighty, the Most High, is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in the Almighty, in the Most High, in the Lord will I trust. Now, He means me, and by faith I'm going into that secret place,
yeah.
and I'm going to stay there, whatever it takes. I don't know yet how, but I know He's my Lord, and He'll show me, so I'm going in there right now.
Oh, yeah.
I've said my piece. That's the last word you had in this whole psalm.
Mm-hmm. And then the third verse says in the Amplified, for then, when you do that, then He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. Then.
Now, read that again.
For then he
who's He?
The Lord.
Yeah, the Almighty, the Most High.
He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence.
Who said that? Somebody said, He will deliver you. It wasn't the man or woman of faith that said that. He will deliver me. No, it said, somebody said, He, pointing to the Almighty, shall deliver you, the man, the woman, in this case, the woman of faith. You said that. Now, somebody stood up and said, Gloria, the Almighty, the Most High, will deliver you mm-hmm. from the snare of the fowler. Now, think a minute here. The fowler. Who's the fowler?
The devil.
What's the snare? The curse.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Now, isn't that what Jesus defeated? Isn't that what He came to defeat? Well, now,
that's
He
right.
said, He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler. So the snare and the fowler have been defeated. And from the noisome pestilence, which is plague and epidemics and pandemics and biological warfare and all that stuff. Well, He has defeated sin, sickness, demons, fear. Now, that's under the law of sin and death, right?
Right.
He, the Almighty, will deliver you from these things. Why? They've been defeated. That is Jesus, your Lord, your Savior, your High Priest. Why is He saying this to you? It is His job to speak as High Priest and not only give you information, but strengthen your faith in your statement. You made a statement of faith. Remember Hebrews 3:1? Hang on to your place there. Let's
okay.
jump over there right quick and read Hebrews 3:1 because it says he was appointed in this role. Let me get there right quick. I went past it. Hebrews 3:1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle, the one God sent, and the high priest of our profession or our confession, Christ Jesus. You made a profession of faith.
That's right.
Now, he's the high priest over that profession of faith. Now, notice the next verse. Who was faithful to him that appointed him. He appointed him, he anointed him, that when you, a woman of faith, said, I will trust in the Most High God. He is my rock. He's my Amen. Fortress. And you made that statement, which is in the second verse of the 91st Psalm. Mm-hmm. Now, the word translated here, profession, its literal meaning is to say the same thing as. Mm. Now, you could have said, oh, God, please deliver me from the noise of pestilence. Oh, the snare around my neck. Oh, the fowler has fouled over
the devil's going to get me.
Oh, they're going to bomb us, God. They're going to bomb us. Oh, the terrorist is going to get it. Oh, there's biological warfare. I'm already sick. What am I going to do to get their man-made germs?
You're saying the wrong thing.
You didn't say what Jesus said. No. Jesus said, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall dwell under the
Amen.
Power and the covering of the Almighty.
Amen.
You stood up and said, Amen, that's
right.
It. So now what? You said the same thing he said.
Yeah, I agree
he
with him.
He promised it, and you said, yeah, I say the same thing. Amen.
That's the way you get healed. That's the way you prosper. You agree with what he says.
And you say what he said, not what you're trying to get him to do.
Yeah.
Now what you're saying, if you were a person of fear and unbelief and all that, I don't care if you are born again. If you come up there and you're crying out to him, do something about this sickness, do something about this disease. What you're calling on his lordship ministry. Well, when you called on his lordship ministry the first time, got you born again. Now from that time on, he's your high priest. He's already defeated all those bugs. He's defeated all the terrorists. As the word in there says, you be not be afraid of the terror in the nighttime or the daytime.
That's right.
Now,
hallelujah.
What we're doing is partaking here of the high priestly ministry of Jesus. Praise
Glory
God.
Glory to God.
He's defeated the fowler, and I'm delivered from him. He'll cover you with his feathers. Under his wings shall you trust. See, all that's feeding my spirit. So he says it, I say it. He says it, I say it. He's me.
That's the way it works.
Yeah. He said it, I say it. He said it, I say it. We're talking about the Almighty. We're talking about our Father. Hallelujah. You read all the way down, which we'll tomorrow, we get into the rest of the song. But I wanted to point out in the 14th verse, I know we're out of time, put the sign up. But in the 14th verse, listen to the Father, the Almighty One, the Most High, because she has set her love upon me. Now, what's that? That's obedience to the commandment.
That's right.
I love the Lord my God with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind and strength. Because she's put her love upon
That's
me,
right.
I'll
I
deliver
do what
her.
He says.
I'll set her on high. Because she's known my name, she'll call on me and I'll answer.
Oh, yes.
And I'll be with her in trouble. I'll deliver her. I'll honor her. And with long life will I satisfy her and show her my salvation.
That's exactly right.
Now, what happened?
Hallelujah.
He stirred the Almighty One up. Now, what's he doing here, Gloria? He said the same thing Jesus did. He honors his high priestly ministry. Isn't that, didn't Jesus already say all this?
Yeah.
You said it, Jesus said it, the Father said it, and all you had to do was stand there and say, Amen.
I receive.
Amen.
I receive.
Amen. We're out of time. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
In this joyous season of giving, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a special Christmas gift just for you. It is filled with all that this time of year is full of: faith, hope, and the life-changing message of God's love. It will inspire, encourage, and strengthen you in your own journey of faith. It will ignite the dreams and visions God has placed in your heart. And it will bring to your life and family a legacy of faith and power. The Heritage of Faith DVD package is Kenneth and Gloria's gift to you and your family. Certain to bless, inspire, and encourage you, it includes two DVDs, A Journey of Faith, 5 special broadcasts with John Copeland, Kelly Copeland, and Terry Pearsons, and Celebrating 40 Years in Ministry, featuring historical highlights across 4 decades at Kenneth Copeland Ministries. the Heritage of Faith DVD package. Request your special Christmas gift today and start building a legacy of faith that will last a lifetime. To receive your Christmas gift from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, log on to our website at kcm.org and request your free Heritage of Faith DVD package online. You may also call us using our special toll-free number, 888-326-0011. If you prefer to write, the address is Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. The Heritage of Faith DVD package will help build your faith for the things God has in store for you. Order today.
We want you to have this Christmas gift from Gloria and Me, two DVDs that we'll send to you free and postpaid if you'll just use the information on your screen and get the information to us where to send it. And watch them, enjoy them, and then pass them on to somebody. Praise the Lord. This is an important thing. You'll really enjoy these two DVDs. They'll build your faith and inspire you. We believe God, and we want to help you in that manner. Now, I have an assignment for you. If you need prayer, we've got offices in Canada, Australia, Europe, South Africa, the Ukraine, the United States. I mean, we can refer you to places and people and all over the world. But now, it doesn't do you any good to refer you to these prayer ministries and so forth without you having some word foundation under you. I'm challenging you. I'm giving you an assignment. Learn this 91st
Psalm. Yes, oh my! It's a matter of life and
death. I know the commander that was he was a company commander in World War I, and he demanded that all of his troops have this learned by memory. And if he walked up in front of you, and he said verse 2, I don't care if you're in the mess hall or if you're in formation, I don't care where you are. He said verse 2. I will say of the Lord, He's my refuge, He's my God, and you had to know that verse. I mean, it was just like knowing the orders of the day. It was like knowing the all your memory items. You had to know this song. He was in combat for months. That whole unit, they had no deaths. They had none killed. They came out of that
praise
thing.
God.
Whole.
Glory to God.
We'll see you tomorrow. Jesus is
Lord. Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To order a copy of this broadcast or today's product offer, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. Make the decision to walk in love and live by faith. This is the year of the open door, and the blessing is yours. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory,
Jesus came to defeat death, to remove the authority of death from Satan.